Welcome back, everybody, to now the third episode, episode 3 of the Coffee Break Liberty podcast. With your host, myself, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty dog himself, Gino. It's been a while. I got hit with COVID and the flu all at one time, and then I recorded an episode last week, dragged my feet on editing and all that stuff, and by the time I had finished editing, actually before I even finished editing, it had become about 90% irrelevant. So we're trying to get this one out a lot faster than last week's. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope it sounds a little bit better too. I'm in a new room in the house. A lot less hard surfaces, carpeted. Let me know in the comments. Send me a DM, a private message, whatever. If it sounds better, if it doesn't. I'm trying to make this sound a little bit better. Trying to do a little bit better every time. And I really do appreciate the feedback, guys. Before we get started, though, I want to let you guys know and remind you guys that we got a store on the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com website. Selling mostly mugs with libertarian designs and the Coffee Break Liberty design and things like that. There's other items in there, too. There's a laptop case. There's some stickers. So I would say go check it out. Additionally, when you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, you should get hit with a banner asking if you want to sign up for the newsletter. If you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to get a promo code that gets you 10% off in the store. So go sign up for the newsletter, get your 10% off, and then go buy a mug. You know, be the only person in your block so far until this reaches millions of people that has a Coffee Break Liberty mug. That's again at CoffeeBreakLiberty.com. There's a banner there. Click it. Go to the store, get your favorite mug. It's going to be awesome. So it's been a while since we've last spoke, or I've been on the podcast, like I said earlier, you know, with COVID and all that. The last time I did a podcast, we had a different president. It was President Trump. Well, now we have President Biden, right? Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. A lot of it is new boss, same as the old boss. These guys all hang out in the same country club. They all scratch each other's back, you know. It's nothing different. This is George W. Bush 3.0, a little bit. I'll admit I was surprised today by something, but I'll get to that in a moment. What's not surprising, though, is Joe Biden's continued policies on the borders with these children and then how the media just covers for them. It's no longer kids in cages. It's, what is it, unaccompanied minors in overflow facilities. That's still kids in cages. This is not, I don't know what they think they're doing, you know, that we're not going to catch this. What's sad is, though, most people won't catch this. Most people don't care. They pretend to care. They care every 4 years or so, or I guess they cared these last 4 years because, oh my gosh, Trump was the worst in the world, and they're, oh my goodness. But now that you've got a new president in there doing the same exact thing that the other guy was doing, it doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't impact these people. It doesn't change a thing. They don't care. They give the illusion of caring. So when I say same boss, or what is it? New boss, same as the old boss. Thank you, The Who. This is what I'm talking about. It's the same stuff, the same continued policies from the previous administration, and the administration before that, and the administration before that. It's all the same. It's an illusion. Democrat and Republican is just an illusion. It's just to get people excited and to donate billions of dollars, by the way, to these organizations. It's absurd. That said, I was pleased to see Joe Biden's administration has halted two weapons sales to Saudi Arabia and the UAE, United Arab Emirates. And today, the Biden administration has also stated they are no longer going to support the Saudi Arabian actions in Yemen, which is causing massive devastation in that country. It is the poorest country in the Middle East, in that region. Children are starving at an alarming rate. It's just a disaster what's going on there. And, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. if this is true, if it turns out to be true, Joe Biden's administration, you know, halting support for Saudi Arabia's actions in that country, I'll give him that one. I'll give him that one. That's a good one. And we should recognize that. I think, you know, when somebody in power does a good thing, we should take note and be like, all right, this guy is doing something at least decent. Now, if he would stop all the wars, hey, that'd be great. It's not going to happen because, of course, earlier this week, the same administration said they don't see them pulling troops out of Afghanistan by the May deadline because the violence in the country is too high. The violence in the country is too high. Well, the only reason there is such high violence in the country is because we're there. It's because the U.S. has troops there. The U.S. invaded and destabilized the country. It wasn't that stable to begin with. Sure, fair enough. But it only got worse once the U.S. invaded. It didn't get any better. That's the rhetoric, right? Oh, it's not. It's still too violent. It's still too violent. It will never be peaceful enough for them to want to pull troops out. That time's never going to happen. It's been 20 years. 20 years. Well, 20 years, I guess, this fall, right? We know they're still going to be there. We all know it. And they just lie to us continuously. So good job on Yemen. Got to give the Biden administration that. Good job on not, at least so far, saying they're not going to support the Saudis in Yemen. But let's get out of Afghanistan. Let's do the right thing. Get out of there. The U.S. presence there is not making the situation any better. We all know it's making it worse. It's time to get out. It was time to get out a long time ago. Moving on, though, to the next bit of this podcast. And, well, this one got a lot of play on my personal Facebook. And I made a meme about it and posted it on the Coffee Break Liberty Facebook page. Talking about H.R. 127. If you are unfamiliar with this, I know I'm going to butcher this name. Sabika Shahik Firearm Licensing and Registration Act. Introduced by Ms. Jackson Lee. She is a representative, if memory serves me right, from Houston, Texas. I could be wrong. She may be from Los Angeles. It doesn't really matter. I've seen a lot of hype about this on some of the social media, and I had to look it up for myself. Honestly, I thought it was maybe just overhyped, you know, some of these companies, these pro-Second Amendment, advocate groups, kind of just hyping it up because they wanted more money, and I thought maybe they're being a little, you know, disingenuous. I'm afraid to say they're not. If you've looked at the text of this, and I posted it on my personal page, and I'll post it in the notes for this podcast. It's written very clearly, which is nice. It's not a lot of legal jargon, so you can understand it very clearly on what they're trying to do. So if you're a firearm owner, in the second or third paragraph, you're going to be put on a list. You will be put on a list, and you have to register to be put on this list. And if you don't, you will be fined. When you are put on this list, you have to put your serial numbers of your weapons, how many weapons you have, what they are, and what else? I believe the date of the firearm was acquired and where the firearm is or will be stored. So if you're also going to loan out the weapon, you have to put that on the website as well. And if we scroll just down a little bit more, we can see that the Attorney General shall make the contents of the database accessible to all members of the public, all federal, state, and local law enforcement authorities, all branches of the United States Armed Forces, and all state and local governments. So there you go. That's just part of H.R. 127, by the way. But yes, if you own a firearm or you plan to purchase a firearm and you do purchase one, you're now going to be on a national list that is available to anybody. Anybody that has internet access. Not just in the U.S., but pretty much anybody, right? Around the world can probably access this website. You will have to have a national license given out by the Attorney General because for some reason Miss Jackson Lee thinks that's what the Attorney General's job is, which it is not. To possess a firearm and ammunition. For this firearm, you have to, for this license rather, you have to have a background check, criminal background check, which you already have pretty much in, I'm pretty sure, every state. You have a criminal background check. You also have to undergo a psychological evaluation, and you have to complete a training course certified by the Attorney General, because I'm sure they're experts in firearms, that includes at least 24 hours of training and demonstrates that on issuance of the license, the individual have, in effect, an insurance policy issued under subsection D. I'll fast forward to that. This insurance policy, for some reason, the price is already put in there because apparently Miss Jackson Lee knows how much insurance you need to pay, and it's $800 a year for insurance. If you have an antique firearm on display, you also have to have a license for that. You know, you're just going to put up, you know, maybe granddad's M1 on the wall, or maybe even somebody further back in your family, their hunting rifle from the 1800s. Yep, you got to have a license for that too. Military-style weapons, we generally know what they mean by this. Anything that has a pistol grip, it's black, it's scary. Those you got to have a special license for. Psychological evaluation is conducted by a licensed psychologist approved by the Attorney General. Well, I'm sure they'll just approve psychologists all over the place for that. The denial of the license is a lot of the psychological evaluation stuff. Also, if you're addicted to some controlled substance or alcohol, suspension of license. They can suspend your license if you don't have the insurance. Some crimes. If they take your license, if they revoke it, for whatever reason, you have to, of course, now give up all your weapons and your license and ammo to the Attorney General. I'll just go to their office, right? Moving right along, though, we'll get into the weapons they talk about banning. You know, these military-style weapons defined. Okay, so what are they talking about? Any of the firearms or copies or duplicates of the firearms in any caliber known as, and then they go off and list a lot. So like your AKs, your Uzis, your Beretta AR-70s, your Colt AR-15. They're very specific in the listing, but they kind of get that catch-all with any caliber, right? So your AR-15, well, that's no big deal, but then you got your AR-10. I would have to guess with that wording, that is also considered a military-style weapon. It's very interesting to me, though, that they are specifically naming certain rifles. The FAL is named, which I thought was interesting. The Freedom Rifle. Additionally, under this, a semi-automatic rifle that has an ability to accept a detachable magazine and has at least two of the, and then it goes on to list, a folding or telescoping stock, a pistol grip that protrudes conspicuously beneath the action of the weapon, a bayonet mount, you got it, that's that military style, that's right, taking it back to 1776, bayonet mounts, a flash suppressor or threaded barrel designed to accommodate a flash suppressor, and a grenade launcher. Because those are all common. Semi-automatic pistols. This is, I started reading this, I got a little like, because I've got quite a few more pistols myself. Semi-automatic pistol that has the ability to accept a detachable magazine and has at least two of, then it goes on to explain, an ammunition magazine that attaches to the pistol outside of the pistol grip. That is very vague the way I read that. That sounds like an extended magazine. So it doesn't sound like you can have any extended magazine. Threaded barrel capable of accepting a barrel extender. Flash suppressor, forward hand grip. I'm sure there's somebody out there doing that. Or silencer. A shroud that is attached to or partially or completely encircles the barrel that permits the shooter to hold the firearm with the non-triggerer hand without being burned. This was clearly written by a member of Congress. My goodness. a manufactured weight of 50 ounces or more when the pistol is unloaded. I guess they watched the movie Snatch and they learned from Boris the Blade. Weight is a sign of reliability. A semi-automatic version of an automatic firearm. Then they go on for shotguns. Semi-automatic shotgun, two of the following: folding telescopic scope, pistol grip that protrudes, blah, blah, blah. A fixed magazine capacity in excess of 5 rounds. An ability to accept a detachable magazine. So all your fun shotguns and street sweepers will be illegal. And now we're going to go to two of the penalties. There's actually several, but it has several penalties listed in here, listed in this bill. We're going to go to the two highest. So whoever violates section 922BB, section 4, subsection 4, what is that? That is, you can't pretty much give it. Shall be unlawful for a person holding a valid license issued under whatever, whatever, to transfer a firearm to an individual who has not attained 18 years of age. So you can't give your son or your daughter a firearm if they're not 18. What's the fine for this? $75,000 minimum. 15 years in prison minimum. Maximum fine, $100,000, and up to 25 years. Now, if they use this weapon in some nefarious way, let's say you give it to a 16 or 17-year-old and they use this weapon in a nefarious way, then you're getting a $100,000 fine, $100,000 fine minimum, $150,000 maximum, 25 years is the minimum, and up to 40 years in prison. So that's one of the penalties. And the other one was for ammo, which was pretty big. So the rule it is referencing that is also in this bill, it shall be unlawful for any person to possess ammunition that is greater than 50 caliber or greater. So the fine for possessing ammo that is 50 cal or greater in size shall be fined not less than $50,000 and not more than $100,000. In prison not less than 10 years and not more than 20 years. So you're at minimum, just for having a 50 caliber round, $50,000 fine and 10 years in prison. Well, it can be either or it can be both. So this is the kind of stuff that's going through Congress right now. It is currently, it has been introduced and is referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. Don't even know if it's going to make it out of committee yet, but this is the kind of stuff that they're trying to push through. We need to take note of this. We need to be aware of this. My reaction to this is I will not comply. Do whatever y'all want. If that means we're all going to prison, so be it. So be it. Because I will not comply with laws that turn me into a felon overnight. With the stroke of a pen, you're going to make me and my friends felons? And not just like, oh man, you had a DUI, you're going to be on probation. No, 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 you're going to prison, felon. No, I refuse to comply with these laws, if it goes through. Oh, and if you were wondering that name of the bill when I first read it off, Sabika Sheikh? Sabika Sheikh was a teenager that sadly was killed in a school shooting a few years ago. It's a tragic incident. It's very unfortunate, but it also shows you that these people are willing to stand on the graves of children and try and fake their, what is it, crocodile tears, alligator tears, that they care. They do not care about these kids. They don't care. If they cared about these kids, if they really cared about safety, they wouldn't be doing this, because anybody that can read a statistic knows that any of those laws, any of those rules, have nothing to do with ending mass shootings. This is just a way to eventually confiscate all of our weapons and throw us all in prison who do not comply. Keep that in mind. With that, gonna end the show, but I got two more points before I end the show. On my Facebook page, on the rather Coffee Break of Liberty Facebook page, I posted all the books that I read in 2020. It seems a little pretentious. Yeah, I get it. Hopefully, though, somebody sees something on there like, oh, that looks like a good book, or I wonder what Leo's reading. If you are wondering what I'm reading, I actually have a Goodreads right now. You can go find me, look me up, Leo Sours. I'll try to keep it updated as much as I can. If you're interested in that kind of stuff, I'm there as well on Goodreads. And now I'm going to do a plug for the affiliate program that I'm a part of. I'm calling it the Tom Woods deal. I've talked about it before. In short, if you want to start a website, you need to have your website hosted by Bluehost. That's who you need to have host your website. They do great work. That's who hosts the Coffee Break Liberty podcast and the coffeebreakliberty.com website, bluehost.com. And if you go to my website, coffeebreakliberty.com, you will see in the top there is a affiliate link. You click there, you click on the banner, and you sign up through there. You're going to get a discount through that banner. A really good discount, by the way. I wish I had known about that discount. When you sign up for this website and you create this website and all that, shoot me a text, hit me up with an instant message. We're going to work something out. And in short, I'm going to plug your new website, whether it's your small business, your blog, your podcast. I hope you don't get more listeners than I do. Actually, I hope you do. I hope you do get more listeners than I do, because there's not too many right now. But I'm going to plug it on all of my social media. So that's going to be my Instagram, my personal, the Facebook page for Coffee Break Liberty, which is creeping up to 1,500 followers. The goal is to be at 3,000 by the end of the year, by the way. 1,500 followers there. My Twitter and my Instagram. I think I already mentioned that. That's over 2,500 people right there that are going to see your new website. And it's free. Well, essentially, right? You have to buy the package through Bluehost, but it's free publicity. So that's what I'm calling, that's what I've called the Tom Woods deal. Go check it out, get a website, sell your stuff, make a blog, do whatever. Websites are awesome. It's fun stuff to learn too. On that note, gonna call it a weekend here, and I hope you guys have a good one, and talk to you next time. Take care.